KB4CBA Mobile.
KB4CBA Mobile, K4RM Mobile.
KB4CBA, KO4WWC.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hope everybody's doing all right. I'm just cruising down Wade Hampton here. I'm headed over to the sports club to play some tennis.
Fred here. I just wanted to tell you, make sure I got it. I heard you and Tom talking around lunchtime today about that super loop antenna that Gary, KI4DOS, has. I also have one. I've got the schematic for it if you want me to email it to you. Do you have an email address on your QRZ page?
Yeah, I do. If you want to pull up my call there on QRZ, you'll see my email address, and I'd appreciate that. He said it worked good on 180 meters.
And 160 meters. Well, the one I got doesn't do 160, but I suppose you could modify it for that. The one I got, I guess, does 6 through 80, if I remember. But I'll email it to you tonight, and, you know, you can do with it what you want. Over.
Well, I need one for 6, too. Yeah, I meant to say, well, I don't know why I said 180. I guess I'm just thinking 180 degrees. Yeah, but I need one for 6 meters, too. The wind I'm supposed to work on 6, but it doesn't, so remind it. And so anyway, but it definitely does not work on 180. It'll receive on 160. It'll receive on 160, but it will not transmit, or you can't understand what I'm saying when I transmit on 160. At least that's what they're telling me.
Well, I'll get that to you tonight, and I'm about to get in a bad spot here, on low spot on the road, so I'm going to let you pick it up with Chandler, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA Mobile, K4RM, I'm out.
Okay, Fred, and I appreciate your help with that. 73 is KB4CBA. Go ahead, Chandler.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm actually heading to Walt's house right now, and I'm 276, and I'm at a red light, and man, this traffic, people are ticking me off like you wouldn't believe.
I see a lot of crazy things on the road these days. That's one reason I have a camera in my car that runs all the time, and I saw a guy, and he had a passenger on his motorcycle, and they ran a red light on Wade Hampton, and I guess they just got tired of waiting before it turned green, and they just went flying through the intersection, and my light was just as green as it could be, so I guess they just didn't, I guess he was just going to roll the dice.
KO4PXB.
04PXB, KB4CBA.
And they probably didn't have insurance anyway. What would it matter if they hit somebody?
A crotch rocket. It was, so, yeah, I've seen people do some things, so, the new law, states that, if you, I can't remember the size engine, but if it's over a certain size and speed, you have to have a tag and insurance for it. So I think that's good. Anything that's on the road like that, I think they'll have to pay taxes just like the rest of us.
Germany, I'm not sure if it's the same way if it is now when I was in Germany, but they actually pay the insurance based on how many cc's of engine power it has.
Not there. I mean, you know, they travel the roads and, you know, and it's a motorized vehicle, so I realize, you know, a lot of people can't get their driver's license, so that's why they started riding those things. But they've gotten bigger, and a lot of them have gotten bigger, especially the scooters, and faster, and so they've actually had to, you know, change the law.
Scooter running probably about 45 to 50 miles an hour, that definitely, to me, surpasses the idea of a moped.
Well, where are you in traffic?
Currently going, driving by the Walmart just off of 276. Currently on 25 North, driving pretty traveler's rest. I'm probably going to have to just monitor for the time being. I got a lot of stuff I got to look at.
Well, I'm I think this is called Haywood Road here. It's either Haywood or Edwards. I'm going up the big hill, up to Beacon Hill here, and getting ready to cross over Pelham Road. Maybe that's where the name changes. I can't remember. This is the highest point in the city of Greenville.
Went line of sight to your repeater
right there. Hope so.
I'm just trying to be sure. Can you put out your call again for me, please?
Gonna have to repeat that.
Put out your call sign for me again, please.
So Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
KD4CDA.
That's it.
Hey, Dave. We should look on that tennis match or practice. I'm going to stay silent for now because I really got to focus on driving. I'm driving on grades I hadn't even driven yet before. Just bear with me. I'll get back to you sooner or later. Send Trace now.
On Haywood Road, right here at Antrim Drive, getting ready to turn left, so you can imagine. I got to turn left across. Actually, if you count, the turn lane is four lanes of traffic here. Well, I guess the turn lane doesn't count because they're turning left. But anyway, it's going to be a minute here because, boy, they sure are a lot of people going both directions.
My grandpa always said they opened up the gate and they let too many horses out.
Yeah, my dad always said, who let the gate down?
Coming on the highway, just KO4WWZ for ID, by the way. If you're driving on the highway, you can bet your bottom dollar that somebody or multiple people are going to brake check you.
I don't like you driving too close.
My distance as much as I can be on the safe and cautious side. And then you get these people, they just want to crawl up my behind. And then I get the people in front of me, they just want to pull out in front of me as I'm going 65. When they do good and well, I can't stop the car at 65 miles an hour on a dime. It makes me so mad.
If you're going to pull out in front of somebody, you need to be able to romp down on it and get up and go. And get up to speed in a hurry. Yeah, I hate it when somebody pulls out in front of me and then they hit their brakes. And for no reason, you know, just because you can't stop quick enough to avoid hitting them.
KD4CDA and KO4WWC Friday.
4CVA Mobile. Well, I'm almost there. I'm here at Paywood and Congaree Road. I'll be making a left on Congaree, and then I'll have about a quarter of a mile or so, and I'll be at the sports club.
Hey, are you signing off?
Sitting in line here to make a left turn, so I'll be here for another minute or two.
Paul, I try to come in the back way on Congaree. K and 4, CHY.
CHY, good evening, sir.
I'm coming from Taylor's, though. This really, well, I guess there's several ways you could get here, but I think the way I go, at least from Taylor's, is the most direct way.
Roger that. Yeah, I would usually come in from Fountain Inn or actually from all the way over this way in Seneca. So, yeah, I would avoid that end of Congaree at all costs on the mall end and kind of sneak up behind it over.
I can't think of the name of the road, but the road that they extended that cuts through from Tatewood to and it dead ends into Woodruff Road, and you can actually, there's a kind of a side street you can go up, and it comes up beside this field, and you can turn into that field and park there, and it's adjacent to the sports club, and a lot of people do that.
Been over that way in a while. I did see that they cut through over there at Verde from Lawrence all the way to Woodruff. That was a nice little chunk cut off through there. Anyway, sorry, Chandler, I wasn't ignoring you. I was just giving David a hard time. How you doing this evening, Chandler? Back to you.
Was in some traffic. Well, I'm gonna bail out of here. So have a good evening, and I'm gonna see if I can hit that little yellow ball. And but anyway, enjoy the rest of the evening. Be careful out there on the mobile. And we'll talk to you later, KB4CPA, clear.
You too. Have a good evening. Enjoy yourself. Sure you will. Catch you later. KN4CHY, stand by.
KN4CDA, KN4WWZ. 73 to you. I just turned on the South Carolina 414. Going into Landrum. DOK for me to talk periodically. I'm not in a bunch of wall-to-wall traffic no more. It's just a two-lane road right now.
4WWV, KN4CHY. I think he might have destinated or was getting really close to it anyway. And I think KB4CVA might have destinated. If not, he's really close. He signed off.
On that, thank you. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How about yourself, other than the frantic traffic, over?
Just people on the road sometimes tearing my nerves up like you wouldn't believe.
I know what you mean there. I don't don't have a whole lot of traffic over here, but well, I sure dread it when I have to go over that way.
And say something that may get on 560. Once you get on 414 and off of 276 and Whitehorse Road and all them places, I'd say it gets pretty easier on out from here, but I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to say that cautiously.
Yeah, most of my dealings are just mainly here at 123 and get rush hour traffic in Seneca, and it's pretty much lighter than a normal day anywhere else.
So you say 123, the Grayville side or Easton side?
Almost Tocoa side, over in Seneca. I'm still a good ways from you over there, over.
The repeater's doing a really good job. I'd say that's probably about 20 or so miles away right now.
I hadn't really looked at it on the map to see how far I am from it. Yeah, I'll have to do that later. See what kind of a haul it is making, over.
Hey, you say you live in Seneca. Do you happen to know the mayor of Seneca by chance?
Not. My address is Seneca, but I actually don't live in the city limits, so I don't have any dealing with the, you know, city council or city government or anything like that other than the water bill. That's about it, over.
On that. Well, the mayor of Seneca works closely with people who have disabilities at vocational rehab. If you ever get drive on the Mills Highway and you see a big giant brick building, you know, on the side of the road, that'd probably be it.
Roger, I know exactly what you're talking about. Company I work for used to use them a lot. They would do like sub assemblies and stuff for us. Yeah, and I didn't realize he was involved in that. But he's done a pretty good job in Seneca here. The improvements they've done downtown and all here over the last few years. Over.
His name's Dan Alexander. He's a really cool guy. Really is.
So, you know, being outside of town, we get the benefits of it when we, go to festivities and stuff in Seneca. But beyond that, we don't get up there much. Just passing through, headed to the grocery store or someplace to eat or getting gas and that kind of thing, and then it's back out here to the outskirts. So
it's the best spot. CHYKO4WWZ4ID.
CHY, thinking up with your repeater. I'm pretty much where we're at. I mean, we're not far out of town, but we've determined that we can leave the house and be 6 miles from anywhere, whether it's groceries or food or movies or whatever. It's 6 miles, basically.
Not bad. Could be a lot worse.
We're probably a few more miles than that from Townville. We're kind of south of Seneca. So, yeah, we're kind of in between Seneca and Townville.
Hey, you know Chad and Walt, don't you?
Yeah, I know who they are, though, from the radio.
Well, I'm heading to that track from where I'm heading to Walt to go pick up some stuff he has for me to keep and use for my base station setup. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
Gotcha. Yeah, I did hear him offer that stuff up to you. That was mighty nice of him. Always good to help a newer ham out, that's for sure. Okay.
And I'm gonna ask him if there's anything I can do to pay him back, because I don't know. I just feel like I should do something, if you know what I mean.
If nothing else, if he won't take nothing for us, then do the whole pay it forward thing and help somebody else along the line.
And that's what I'm gonna do.
Pretty much a good way to be in the hobby in general, I guess. Be able to do much, but make somebody stay just doing a little thing.
Exactly right.
Well, we gonna get out of here. Start looking at doing something for dinner. Good talking to you, and you have a good evening, and be careful out there, and we'll catch you later down the line. KO4WWZ, KN4CHY.
Thank you to you, KN4CHY, and I hope you have a fantastic day. I'm probably not going to check in on the net tonight just because I'm doing all this driving. I just got off work, and by the time I get home, I'm probably just going to go sit down and rest. But yeah, you have a good night. God bless you, and stay safe. It's KO4WWZ. I'll be clear and listening. Zulu Oscar Florida Whiskey Zulu. Just nice to hear from you this evening. How are you doing?
And I'm hungry, and I'm having to deal with this credit. hopefully it's all going to be resolved soon.
Sure, hopefully it will. And, hey, look, I'm not going to keep you on the radio while you're driving, because, like, I just got out of 276 in White Horse Road, and it is rough over that way. So you take it easy. I'll say 7-3 for now, and when you get where you're safer to talk on the radio, just call me up at KO4WWZ. I'll be here listening. I'll be clear on your phone.
You be careful out there on the road, and we'll catch you a little bit later. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike, it's going to be clear.